You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
And good morning to you, Adam. Now, here's a word that we in South Africa are unfamiliar with. Race? Oh, no. Starbucks review their race policies after a big case in Philadelphia.
Yeah, quite something this, with a video emerging of two black men basically being discriminated against. The fact is they were just sitting there minding their own business and then were accused of trespass. I believe another video has come out as well of a black man being denied access to a toilet. Although, frankly, we've probably all been denied access to a toilet if you walk into a fast food place. And anyway, the point is, though, is that Starbucks itself has acknowledged there is a problem. So they're going to carry out what they call racial bias training and close more than 8,000 of the company-owned branches. They're a slightly complicated business in that they have lots of franchises, so they can't close the franchise business, but they can close the 8,000 core Starbucks stores across the United States for this training. Isn't it extraordinary? You'd think it would be obvious, especially in a democratic country, you treat people with respect, you treat people equally, etc., etc., and yet Starbucks feels it has to carry out this extraordinary training and will close their stores for a whole afternoon.
It may well help them to do so. Now, a new report is stressing the unparalleled and often ignored skills of the over 55s.
Yes. Some reassuring stats, perhaps, for the silver-haired generation, for those who are sick and tired of being shown up by the young, gifted and technologically savvy. So, basically, a private healthcare study has found 40 things in their list that the over-55s do better than the under-25s. There's some sense of self-satisfaction, maybe. I don't know if these are useful or not, but apparently the over-55s are better at reading the time, number one.
Okay.
Also, sewing on a button, polishing shoes, doing mental maths, writing a formal letter, spelling, changing a tire, wiring a plug, ironing, gardening, and playing chess. That's my sort of selective highlights of the top 40. And I suppose also after that list, maybe the over 55s are better at smiling smugly as well, because some of those skills are kind of still useful.
I can see you doing it right now, Adam, on the line there from the UK. Now, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. And today's question comes from Mahesh Ramji, who tweeted, "What is the origin and logic behind the QWERTY keyboard layout, and does it make any sense? Hashtag Emirates Worldview." To get to the answer, we spoke to Toby Shapshak, publisher of Stuff magazine.
The keyboard is one of those quirky hangovers from the mechanical age that we still have in the digital age. Back in the day when typewriters were first being invented around the 1870s, they used mechanical keys, or what were called type bars, to make the imprints on pieces of paper. And letters that were close together that were frequently used often jammed because these mechanical arms, had to move up and hit the paper. So one of the early inventors or the early innovators, a guy called Christopher Latham Sholes, he started working on a typewriter layout that would be easier and wouldn't get jammed. And that's ultimately where the QWERTY layout came from. His investors sold the patent to E. Remington and Sons, who became the great Remington Typewriter Corporation in 1873.
In fact, I read somewhere that there's an inventor who came up with a different layout that's far more practical, but they insisted on keeping the QWERTY, A, because people knew it and were more familiar with it, but also because it used to burn out with the traditional typewriters. So that's why we've got QWERTY, although it's a cumbersome system and for many people is difficult to learn. But congratulations to Mahesh Ramji for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won R1,000 courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
If you have a question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Alex, glad I caught you. Listen, I have big news. You got the promotion.
Sarah, I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. You deserve it. It does involve a lot of traveling, but don't worry. The office is incredible. Fully reclining seat, Wi-Fi, built-in bar.
That's amazing. Where is it?
On board Emirates Business Class, the best office in the sky.
With flatbed seats and a host of features, Emirates Business Class is so much more than just business. Fly Emirates. Experience a new level of comfort.